It's only as reject, as the flow
here for a fill-in today to bring you some Halloween tunes. I'm Danny, and I'm joined here with
Zarina.
And today, Zarina has brought in a lot of tunes. Do you want to tell us about these artists, how you found them, and what you feel about them?
Well, I enjoy listening to YouTube music videos in my spare time when I want to unwind and relax. And thanks to AI, it seems to know what I like. And the more I listen, the more I discover new things. And I've discovered a plethora of different kinds of different genres of music that I just absolutely enjoy listening to.
So awesome. I just love CITR. I love that if you like music, you will like it here, and you can just come on and talk about that music. And today we're bringing you a kind of like Haunted Hallows kind of vibe, pirate on this deep dark sea, haunting. And I really hope everyone's having a happy Halloween. I feel like these tracks are for the people who are driving somewhere where they're wearing a costume. Like you're driving somewhere and everyone else will be in a costume, but you're in your car in your costume alone and you feel like everyone at the red light is looking at you. That's our aimed audience today. So if that's you, I hope you feel singled out. These songs are for you. First off is...
we have The Monster Mash in Bass by Jeff Castellucci.
So excited. Okay. I would also like to say that we are grateful to be broadcasting to you from the territory of the Musqueam First Nation, but our broadcast goes all the way across to the territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people in the city colonially labeled as Vancouver. Here we go. Let's get into it.
Surprise. He did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom,
where the vampire's feast was,
the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. The Igor on the stage backed by his hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive. Transylvania twist. It's now the Monster Mash. And it's a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band. And my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this match was meant to.
The Vancouver Friends for Life Society and the Metropolitan Hotel Vancouver are happy to host their third Divas at Diva presents Bougie Bingo for Life, a celebration of the 30 years of service that VFFLS has provided to the West End community. It's $30 for 6 games of bingo, with each prize bougier than the last. Join us on Monday, October 30th at 7 p.m. at Diva at the Met in the Metropolitan Hotel Vancouver. For more information, check out Diva at the Met and Vancouver Friends for Life on Instagram. And to buy tickets, search Bougie Bingo for Life on eventbrite.ca.
Just a few words before I go to sleep. I feel like I'm gonna dream tonight. Big bad ones, you know? Kind you like.
There is a lot of music out there, but only some is strange enough for you. My name is B, and on SlimeWire, I do the work for you, picking out freaky tunes to rule your nighttime world. So check it out every Wednesday at 10 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
We're back. Hope you like that track. You should say what you had to say about Frankenstein's relation to that track.
I was just saying, I think if Frankenstein had a charming side, it would be Jeff Castellucci.
For sure. I feel like maybe secretly on the inside, he is Frankenstein, like the Frankenstein's monster. And it's his side hobby that the scientist hasn't found. Frankenstein, the scientist hasn't found out about. And he just sneaks off at night to go serenade the ladies. Definitely. Our next track will be Over the Misty Mountains Cold. Do you want to talk about that one?
Yes. So I was searching for some really low.
Haunting.
Not just haunting. Actually, I was kind of in a mood for something calmingly bass. And I found this song, which was actually from The Hobbit.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings, Tolkien.
We absolutely love it here. So we'll play that and then a few ads, and we will be back with even more tracks that fit this vibe today. Later, we'll be playing... I found this band on Reddit. I was looking up this kind of vibe. I'm not sure if I'm saying right, but Ivor. And they do a lot of tracks like that, and I gave a few of them a listen. It sounded so cool. And then, of course, Tanya Tagak. And I'm very excited to get
love
into those
Tanya
later.
Too.
So good. So, yeah. so good.
Although she does elicit some giggles from some people who've never heard such a
thing. Including King Charles. Did you see it? I don't think it was actually
reaction?
It was not Tanya Tagak. It was, I believe, Pixik, which are two throat singing sisters. He was laughing and making fun of them because he thought it sounded like sexual noises. And it was so horrific. Like, it's... people just don't really understand throat singing and what it means to Indigenous people, especially, and what it means to embody the spirit of an animal in song. And that's, I mean, there's many reasons to be a hater of King Charles, and that's one of them. Yeah, Pixik, I saw them live last year, and it was literally ethereal. It was magical. It's two sisters, and when you're throat singing with another person, I know there's sometimes you hold each other. And they do that, and they had on these like white dresses, and it was at the Chan Center, so they had these visuals, and it literally was like this echoing, and they did it live, so they like started throat singing, and then they have a bunch of things to mix it live to like echo and layer it, and it literally felt like a dream. It was so cool.
Wow.
See Pixik live if you ever can.
Did they do any visuals like sort of reminiscent of Aurora Borealis or anything?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was like colors and light and the sky. And it was just so beautiful to watch and to hear. If I could see them live, if I ever get an opportunity to see them live again, I will take it in a heartbeat. They are absolutely amazing. Shout out Pixik. So next up is Over the Misty Mountains Cold, which I hope even just the song title gives you an idea of what kind of vibe we're in for today. Catch you on the flip.
Silent 21st day of the month of September. In an early year of a decade not too long before our own, the human race suddenly encountered a deadly threat to its very existence. And this terrifying enemy surfaced, as such enemies often do, in the seemingly most innocent and unlikely of places.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Jack Tunal. Tach Taitan.
You were invited to volunteer for Spicesisim Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself.
Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm, or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Hello, hello. We are back. We're so back. And I really liked the track that we just played. That was Over the Misty Mountains Cold by Jeff Castellucci. And who was the other artist on that one? Do you know the name?
Was it Little Shop of Horrors?
Yes, Little Shop of Horrors. I liked how they kind of surprised me at the end, but it was so vibey and I really liked it.
Yeah. I believe I wrote the names there on. Where is it?
Yeah, it just does the dot, dot, dot thing, so I can't see the rest, but...
Oh, dear.
Oh, there we go. So, Alan Menken and Howard Ashman, now we've got it. Yeah. So, we don't have much more time, but hopefully Zarina will be DJing for you later, kind of sporadically throughout this Halloween day.
Yeah, lots of really great Halloween music I've just discovered, so, so excited about it.
Yes, there's a lot of little bits in between shows, and next up after us is a jazzy show. So we don't want to cut into their time, but we do have some more tracks we want to play. So we're going to play Yo, Yo Ho and A Bottle of Rum by Robert Louis Stevenson and...
Young E, it says.
Young
According
E.
to Wikipedia, that was the best I could do to find out who. Who, actually, Robert Louis Stevenson had written that as a first liner and left it open for others to sort of run with. And I think Young E... is one of the people who had written an extended takeoff on what Robert Louis Stevenson had started.
The life of a radio DJ. We're always trying to track down every part of a song. And then after that is Ghost Riders in the Sky by Jeff Castellucci. So we'll catch you on the flip side, and I hope you like these tracks. Those of you driving around in your Halloween costume feeling a little embarrassed on the way to the work party, catch you on the flip.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day upon a ridge. He rested as he went along his way, when all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged sky and up the cloudy draw. Their brains were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught 'em yet. No,
he ain't caught 'em yet. They've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire.
As they ride on, hear their cry.
As the riders loped on by him, if you want to save your soul from hell, I'm riding on a
red rain. Then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Come on. We'll be on the road.
The best thing about driving with Uber is that I'm the boss.
Hello, hello, hello. Hope you liked those tracks. Thank you so much to Zarina for bringing that in. That was her very first time playing something on the air, so a little round of applause. Do you have any closing comments about those artists?
Closing comments. I think it'll only get better with time. Mm-hmm. The more new artists are discovered,
yes,
and shared on social and arts and creative media, I think the more we'll discover. There's just a whole new world out there to discover.
There really is. And I really hope that eventually maybe you could start your own show and bring those tracks to the world. And here at CITR, if you ever want to do a fill-in or do your own show, the best way to start is to come in for one of the tours at 12 on any weekday. There'll always be people in here. That's kind of the best introduction. And then it's pretty easy to start off and make some friends here, and then come in, do a fill-in, super casual, play whatever tracks you'd like, as long as they're not top hits. And I hope you like it here. I hope you liked our low bass Halloween-y tracks.
Yeah, now I think, are we going to play something kind of piratey?
who knows? Maybe next up. Next up after us is a jazz show, saxophone l'après-midi. So saxophone in the afternoon. So a bunch of curated jazz and saxophone music, and I'm really excited to see what they have after us. So we're going to say goodbye for now, but you may be hearing Zarina's voice later to bring you some more Halloween-y tracks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.